is...
It's my show.
But not my show.
This is my show, but not my show. Active FM with my name. Just said my name. With myself and Musa. I am Luando from Johannesburg in South Africa. That's where we are at this moment. You know, things are great. Things are amazing. You know, things are challenging. But guess what happened? We have Jesus. We have the most incredible person that ever existed in our lives. Who's still the hope. Who's still breathing even right now at this moment. Carrying us forward. So this is the place to be where you get inspired, you know. This is where you get inspired. Kind of going crazy at this moment, but it's fine, you can handle it. But you know, sometimes you don't want to listen to someone just going to make you sleep. Then you find yourself, you know. So this song will make you come alive. You get inspired. We talk about things that matter. So today we're going to be talking about something that's very, very crazy.
Hello once again, and I'm the Blues Man. I hope you're sitting comfortably. I hope you're ready to hear the word. I mean, today we'll be talking about something crazy, 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 crazy. I hope you're ready. I hope you have a notebook. Take notes. Yes, and I'll hand over to Luando now. But have a blessed session with us. Have a blessed. I know, in fact, I know you're gonna be blessed. I know you're gonna be blessed.
Hope you're doing well. You are a world changer out there. You are a world changer. You know, you are big, you are great, you're special, you're important. No matter where you find yourself. And the most important thing out of this show that we want you to get is that you are loved. You are loved by God beyond words, beyond, you know, comprehension, beyond, you know, science, beyond physics, beyond maths, beyond economy, beyond laws, beyond... I'm about to preach.
So, what we're going to be talking about today is... That's crazy. Wow, that's crazy, crazy, crazy. Yes, so let me tell you the story from the Bible where I think, yo, that was crazy. That was crazy. Okay, so I'll be reading from 1 Samuel 17. I'll be reading the whole chapter. So, while I'm reading, bear with me. Yeah, just bear with me while I'm reading it because it's a bit long. But, the story behind it is very significant. So you probably know the story already. I'll be reading about David and Goliath. So let me start from verse 1, and it reads as follows. Now the Philistines gathered their forces for war and assembled at Soko in Judah. They pitched camp at Etz Demim. Yes, forgive me. Yeah, it's a bit hard to pronounce. First did them between Soko and Azekah. Saul and the Israelites assembled and camped in the valley of Elah and drew up their battle lines to meet the Philistines. The Philistines occupied one hill and the Israelites another, with the valley between them. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camps. His height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze, weighing 5,000 shekels. On his leg he wore bronze greaves, and a bronze javelin was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, and its iron points weighed 600 shekels. His shield bearer went ahead of him. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? I am not a Philistine." No, let me read that again, sorry. So verse 8, Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you'll become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, This day I defy the enemies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistines' words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Now David was the son of Ephratite named Jesse,
who was from Bethlehem in Judah. Jesse had 8 sons, and his sons, in Saul's time, he was very old. Jesse's 3 oldest sons had followed Saul to the war. The firstborn was Eliab, the second was Abinadab, and the third, Shama. David was the youngest. The 3 oldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days, the Philistines came forward every morning and evening and stood his stand. Now Jesse said to his son David, "Take the ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to their camps. Take along these 10 cheeses to the commander of their units. See how your brothers are and bring back some assurance for them from them. They are with Saul and all the men of Israel in the valley of Elah fighting against Philistines." Early in the morning, David left the flock in the care of a shepherd, loaded up and set out as Jesse had directed. He reached the camp as the army was going out to its battle position, shouting their war cry. Israel and the Philistines were drawing up their lines facing each other. David left his things with the keeper of supplies, ran to the battle lines and asked his brothers how they are. As he was talking to them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance, and David heard it. Whenever the Israelites saw the man, they all fled from him in great fear. Now the Israelites had been saying, Do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who killed him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his family from taxes in Israel." David asked the man standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes the disgrace from Israel? Who is the uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the enemy of the living God?" They repeated to him, and they had been saying and told him, "This is what will be done for the man who kills him." When Eliab, David's older brother, heard him speaking to the man, he burned with anger at him and asked, "Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle." "Now what have I done?" said David. "Can't I even speak?" He then turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter. And the man answered him as before. What David said was overheard and reported to Saul, and Saul sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servants will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man." And now I want you to remember this, specifically this. This is where I'm going to stop. This is what Saul said. Saul said, "You are not able to go against the Philistines and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both a lion and a bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like not one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine." So the story continued. So that was, but that's what I wanted to lay out. But the story also continues where they actually grant David to fight this guy, because David didn't want to settle for less. Now I read that specific part, not the war battle, because we all know that David lands up defeating Goliath. But what we don't get from this is that David was a young boy. Everyone doubted him. Everyone doubted him because he was young and he used to guard the sheep, and that he wasn't a warrior, you know. That's what they thought. They're thinking, what is this young boy going to do? He's not a warrior. Is he, what? You know, they were confused themselves. But David, knowing the God he had behind him, still said, I've defeated the lion. I've defeated a bear. And now he wasn't saying that of boasting. Reason why I'm saying he wasn't saying that of boasting is because after he said that, he specifically said, God rescued me out of the paw of the lion. So now he's not boasting that I killed it. He says, God rescued me. God was the one who helped me rescue the sheep and all of that, and rescue me from the lion and the bear, and I defeated it. And he says, what's the difference between Goliath now? What's the difference with Goliath? Isn't Goliath the same as the bear and that? Because everyone runs away from the lion and the... Notice, everyone runs away from a lion and a bear. Now here, the Israelites are running away from Goliath, which is the lion and the bear at that time to them. Because he was huge, eh? The armor you wore was very heavy and all of that. But what you need to get out of this is, no matter how small people say you are, let me say that again. No matter how small, don't worry about how small people say you are, how insignificant people say you are. I say you push because you know you can be small. You can just start that job now. You can just start the sport now. You can just start helping people now. And people will always look down. That's the truth. People will always look down on you if you're serving Jesus. But this is where the key thing comes in. Here, when people are looking down on you and saying you're small, yes, you're small, but the God you have is way bigger than anything, any problem you have in this world, which means you are a conqueror. Never let people look down upon you and you believe them. Never believe what people say about you, because they're only judging you. They're not judging the God behind you. They don't know the God behind you in certain situations. I mean, David killed a lion and a bear. A big creature like that, it's not very easy to kill those creatures because they're very vicious too. But because of God, he didn't do it alone. Because of God. So whatever you're going through, you may feel like it's overwhelming you. It's too tough. It's too hard and that. Hey man, take courage. Take courage. Know what God is behind you. Know why you're here. Know why you're fighting. Know why you're still in the battle. Know why God is behind you. Know why God is protecting you. So I hope, I read a lot, but I hope the short message I shared will encourage you in whatever situation you're going through. And I encourage you to never look down upon yourself, especially when you're the servant of God. Never. Because God will always, always, always work things out for you good. So I'll hand over to Lando now. Thank you.
Our topic is, this is crazy. Crazy moments. Yes, I'm talking about, you know, a fly that killed a giant. Doesn't make sense. And especially now when with what I'm going to say. But before the fly killed the giant killed the fly. Like, wow, this guy is stupid. Man, are you very stupid? Man, what are you saying to yourself? No, I'm actually serious, you know. This is almost like a true story. A true story. I don't have to tell you if it's true or not. But guess what happened? This fly killed a giant. You know, it's something that's so hard to comprehend in your mind to say, wow, is that possible? Yes, man, according to my story, maybe you have never heard this story, but it's my story. And I'm saying this story because I believe it. And so now what happened was that, you know, this giant killed the fly. It grabbed the fly and it took the fly in. You know, it was so desperate because it was hungry. So it took the fly and put it in the mouth. And so it killed the fly. But after the fly killed the giant, and it was like, yo, man, how can that happen? Something dead. How can something dead kill something that's alive? And that's actually the thing. You know what I'm saying? What happened was that the fly had a disease. So which affected the giant. So the giant, after a few days, the giant died because, I mean, the fly had what? Had a disease. So it had a problem. So that's actually the most important thing that you need to get as what? As a person to say, you know, yeah, now this story is making sense. You know what I'm saying? And what am I relating this story to? Is there a certain verse maybe that supports my story? Not exactly, but you know, the aim is that, you know, God uses the prayers or praises of the children to defeat, to silence the enemy. And we see that, you know, with a small boy was a shepherd. I mean, he was still young, David, when he defeated Goliath. Why? Because God actually used someone who was small to defeat Goliath. And that's the thing where you find yourself where things, you know, they seem surrounded by big things. And I believe that's where we are, you know, as people, where you compare yourself with the situation that you find yourself right now at this moment. And you know, you look at your strength, there's no strength enough within yourself that you can deploy to actually, you know, battle and win, you know, the race, win the end of the day. The fear is towards, you know, the fact that whatever we're facing will make us not fulfill our purpose, not reach the destiny. And we have many things, I mean, things that are happening in the world. And some of the things we think we understand them, but it's only the surface of the problem. And even the surface that we have and the perception of what we have about these problems, the thing is that some of these perceptions and some of what, you know, are being displayed out there, it's not even true. Things are worse than we even think. So that's actually the most important thing that we need. That's the most important thing that we need. To know God, to know that God is with us no matter what happens. To know that God, even though we may look so small before whatever surrounds us, before whatever is around us, but the most important thing that we need to understand is that God can use us even though we look small to actually defeat, you know, these bigger things over us, these bigger things that are surrounding us. And that's the most incredible thing that we need to understand. But I mean, you're not gonna know, you're not gonna believe, you're not gonna have a different perspective, you're not gonna see things in a different way, you're not gonna see possibilities through your situation if you don't have Jesus, if you don't have that power which comes from God. I mean, you look at Jesus, I mean, being in the grave and he had to defeat death. He was this small human being. He had the power of God. That's a good thing, that Jesus actually had the power of God. And that's the most incredible thing that we need to understand, is that Jesus had the power of God. But time came for Jesus when he was so small. It became so small because of him, you know, losing the Holy Spirit. Jesus without the Holy Spirit, he actually became, I can say, not himself. You know, he was nothing without God. He lost who he is. It's one, you know, crucial moment that actually hit Jesus to a point he cried out to say, why God have you forsaken me? And I mean, but even though that happened, Jesus still had in mind of why was he was on the cross. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how he looked so small and what was surrounding him and how much of pain he was feeling, you know, how much of hatred people had towards him, you know, how much people were mocking him. But the most important thing, Jesus was able to say it is finished because he understood why he was on the cross. It doesn't matter what we face. Like David, we've been talking about David, you know, identifying David as this young, you know, shepherd boy, but was able to defeat a giant. Why? Because though David was small, but he understood something. Why was he there? You know what I'm saying? It's not just my dad sent me. You know what I'm saying? It's not just that I am a shepherd. I am in the field looking after the sheep. You know what I'm saying? It's not that I'm just facing, you know, the world or the problems of the world, the crisis and all that. But the question is, why are you there? When you understand why were you there and your reason of existence is based on who God is, guess what happens? It doesn't matter what you go through. I'm not saying it's gonna be easy, but it doesn't matter. It was never easy for Jesus. was never easy for David. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, when you understand why you're there, you know what I'm saying? That means there's a connection with God, and God gives you visions and dreams, and God gives you what? The purpose, the visions that actually show you what your purpose is, like Joseph. Joseph, I mean, he is with his brothers, he's in a pit, he's sold as a slave into, you know, Egypt, but he understood why he existed. And that's actually the thing, that no matter what happens, no matter what happens, no matter what surrounds us, it will always support our purpose. It will always work for our purpose. You know what I'm saying? So that's actually the thing to say. Even though Jesus was there, he was able to say, it is finished. You know, you overcome big things, bigger things, giants, whatever that you face, you know, internal giants that we don't even know of. Like, you know, I'm living, but people don't even understand me because I'm facing this thing, and I don't feel like someone has ever faced this thing, possible or not possible. But the most important thing, one thing that can defeat that, is if you live in your purpose and you remember every day that this is purpose, and you will see yourself overcoming big things. Obviously, you can't have purpose without your creator. You know what I'm saying? So, another thing is, I love this, is like, you know, my final punch hit. I don't know what to call it. So normally say punchline. This is my final punch hit. And I love this, you know, I've been saying this thing for many times, and I'll be saying it for many times as I'm about to say it, even right now at this moment, like, Luanda, yes, I'm about to say it, Luanda, I'm serious, I'm about to say it, like, dude, we had that before, you talk about that before, guess what happened? I want to see this thing happening over and over. That's what I'm talking about. This thing over and over, repeating the same thing over and over, because I enjoy watching this thing happening over and over and over. When the enemy is like, I'm gonna get you now, and guess what happens? Victory comes again. When the enemy is like, not this time, I'm coming with million demons. But guess what happens? No, even at this time, victory over and over and over and over. So talking about, you know, big things. Remember the story I told you about a fly killing the giant? Like, yeah, what are you talking about? But at the same time, and maybe like, yeah, but you can't compare David to a fly. You know what I'm saying? A fly, it's too small. In fact, David himself is a giant to a fly. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I can give you something that can make my story make sense. Like, wow, you know, this is a beautiful story I've ever heard. You're gonna be inspired for the rest of your year. It doesn't matter how, you know, the virus seems to increase, stuff like that, and problems, you know. Yeah, but guess what? This is the story that you needed to hear. Fly killing the giant. Ooh, wait, fly killing the giant? But before the fly killed the giant killed the fly. Okay. You know, what God did through David was the reflection. Listen, what God did through David was the reflection. What reflecting what? It was reflecting God using the lamb to kill the dragon. Now look at the size of the dragon. I mean, this thing reaches to heaven. And you look at the size of the lamb. Like, what? Is that real? But God did it. God defeating Satan with the lamb. Ooh, crazy. God defeating Satan with the lamb. He did it. Jesus, as the Lamb of God, decided to come as a harmless, a small thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even the lamb compared to you, it's something so small that you can kick that thing and it can fly away. But guess what? The Lamb of God is so small, so cute. This thing is so cute, so humble, you know, full of life. Defeated the dragon. Impossible. Did you hear that? Lamb defeated the dragon. Dragon with fire. Dragon with hard skin. That thing had as hard skin. I don't know. I see it in the movies, you know. It's even rare. It's so big that it's even rare in our lives. We don't even normally see that. We just hear that, you know. We hear about that in the Bible. And we see it in movies. And you actually see, wow, this thing is very, very big. And I mean, when they describe the dragon, they describe this object, this, you know, being, humongous being, but defeated by the Lamb of God. Small thing defeating the biggest thing. I wonder, when you have Jesus, what God can actually do through you. Whatever mountain, whatever giant, whatever doubts in your mind, confusion, you know, can be passed, trapped and passed. You know, some of us, we're trying to go forward, like, what the hell with this virus? What the hell with our jobs, you know, being closed down for a certain moment? We never know. What if the virus doesn't end? So when are we gonna go back to work? Stuff like that. And maybe like, I just lost my sister. Or you like the person, like, you know, I'm so angry. I'm so angry towards my father. You're stuck in the past. And it's crazy. It's hurting. It's stealing your joy. So the most important thing, again, for me, you gotta know God. You have to be with God. You have to allow Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, because your mindset will change. Your perspective and what your thoughts or your mind holds, whatever thoughts that your mind holds, will become bigger. There will be these big trees, you know what I'm saying? And there will be these big thoughts holding not just memories from the past. In fact, memories, bad memories from the past will be defeated. Why? Because now there's an invasion of big thoughts, you know, that are being deposited into your mind by the Holy Spirit. That shows you who you are, that you even see yourself big. You know, Moses is like, I'm too small, God. Who am I to stand before this guy? And God was like, you know, no, I am. That's what you need. As long as you have the I am in you, you will be greater. You will defeat. I know you, it was like, you know, who am I to stand before Pharaoh? It's amazing. But isn't it amazing when we don't understand God, we can just say anything? I mean, the fact that Moses was standing before God, and God was so greater. God was so amazing. God was so big. Far big compared to Pharaoh. You know, but the fact that God allowed Moses to stand before God is just a sign that God was saying, you know, if you can stand before me, you can stand before anyone. And that's the thing. If God can actually die for you to allow you to stand in his presence, God is showing you that you can stand before any giant, any circumstance that you go through, any unforgiveness that you're carrying with yourself. Maybe for years you've been carrying this unforgiveness towards your parents, wherever it is, it has to be done. Cancelled. You can defeat it with the help of God. The most incredible thing, don't ever forget that. If you can stand before God, you can stand before anyone. May God bless you. I'm given an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. I mean, listening to this message, and you have never known about the love that God has for you and what Jesus did for you. And guess what happens? And what's possible through you, what you can do. Definitely, you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And this is the moment. You can't miss the moment. You know what I'm saying? There are moments that come and go and never come back again. So this is your opportunity. You can accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, by praying this prayer. Dear Jesus, I accept you, Lord, as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you for your power. Thank you, Lord, that you died for me on the cross. Come live in my heart. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God. Amen.
I hope I know you enjoyed the show. Yes, you enjoyed the show. You enjoyed the show, I know. You can contact us just to get to know Active FM, get to know us as a team. Yeah, you can catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. You can catch us on Twitter, ActiveFM. You can catch us on TikTok for the TikTok lovers, ActiveFM. And don't worry, the time is going TikTok, so you better do that now. And that's just a personal joke. I hope you don't mind. Yes, get to us and we'll get back to you. Even on Facebook, you're on ActiveFM. Yeah, you know, just come in contact with us, like our content, we like yours, follow, and yes, we'll follow back, of course, and we are your favorite radio station, so share us out there. Thank you.
Don't forget to visit our website, www.activefm.co.za. This is my show, but not my show, with my man, and Luanda. We're closing up. Bless.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.